I'm Joe Palca. No collusion, no conspiracy between members of the Trump for President campaign and the Russian government. That's the summary U.S. Attorney General William Barr released on Sunday afternoon, reporting on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's two-year-long investigation. Preet Bharara, a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, appeared on Good Morning America today.
I think on collusion, the case is closed. I think Bob Mueller is owed a debt of gratitude by all of us. He did a thorough, complete investigation, found no evidence, not sufficient evidence to make a charge in connection with conspiracy relating to interference with the election. On the issue of obstruction, we're sort of not done. It seems to me that there was a very close case. Bob Mueller decided not to make a determination about whether or not a charge could be brought.
He also commented on the fact that the report did not exonerate President Trump on the issue of obstruction of justice.
So my first reaction was it seems to be an abdication of responsibility. You give a case to a special prosecutor, special counsel, for that person to make a prosecutive decision. He did not. It may be that he thought, given how high the stakes were and how sort of close the question was on obstruction, that that's a question best left for Congress. So he punts to Congress, and then sort of Bill Barr runs on the field.
Read the full summary on voanews.com. The United Nations confirmed Monday that 10 children were among at least 13 civilians killed by a recent American military airstrike in northern Afghanistan. The deadly attack occurred early Saturday near the capital city of the volatile Kunduz province, where Afghan and U.S. forces were conducting joint operations against the Taliban insurgents. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan lamented the deaths while releasing preliminary findings of its investigation. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, officials there said ongoing clashes with Taliban insurgents continued on Sunday. This is VOA News. Viking Ocean Cruises says all the passengers and crew are safe and the Viking Sky has docked in Norway after it had to be rescued. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The cruise ship made it to shore Sunday accompanied by tugboats. The day before, passenger Alexis Shepard from California shared video online of what happened when they hit rough seas and issued a mayday after engine trouble. Chairs and other furniture went flying across the floor. Part of the ceiling came down.
I'm a yachtswoman. I've spent a lot of time on yachts, and this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. So, yes, it was absolutely horrible.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to meet with President Trump today, then immediately fly back home, cutting short his trip in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. The rocket hit a house in central Israel, wounding 7 people. Israel's military blamed the militant group Hamas for the rocket attack. Now, Netanyahu's visit comes as his party is lagging in opinion polls ahead of elections next month. VOA's Linda Grodstein reports from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations, and the latest opinion polls show the new blue and white party headed by Gantz edging past Netanyahu's Likud. The Israeli prime minister has stressed his close relationship with Trump, and he lauded close U.S.-Israeli ties in a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last week.
Our alliance in recent years has never been stronger. It's an unbreakable bond.
Netanyahu also thanked the United States for walking away from what he called the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Netanyahu had been scheduled to have dinner at the White House Tuesday and also to give an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The United Nations says the combined death toll in southern African nations affected by Cyclone Idai has exceeded 700. More than 400 people died in Mozambique, where aid groups are struggling to assist tens of thousands of people. Sebastian Rhodes Stampa is a deputy director of the UN humanitarian operation.
There's no government in this region. There's no government in the world who can respond alone in these types of circumstances. And so we've come in support of the government, and I'm working for the minister, and we're fully integrated into the government response.
Thousands of families swept apart by the storm are now trying to reunite. U.S. airplane manufacturer Boeing says it plans to hold a briefing Wednesday for 200 pilots, technical leaders, and regulators as it works toward returning its 737 MAX planes to service following 2 deadly crashes. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
News. It's VOA.